I met with Von Braun and Edgar Mitchell and Arthur Clark out on a pier at St. Simon's Island. And I had built a early model of an ESP teaching machine. This is a four-choice random number generator that gives people feedback and reinforcement as they press buttons to try and guess the right thing, the right picture. And I had found I was doing laser work at the time, but avocationally I had found that working with this gadget, people could improve their ESP, and Von Braun did excellently with this. I was thinking of leaving laser work and trying to start a program at Stanford Research Institute, and Von Braun basically said to Fletcher, give the guy some money, because I wasn't asking for much. So our first promise of money, before there was a program, was from this little interaction with Wernher von Braun and Fletcher and my contract monitor, George Pesdert. So we had a little conclave out on the pier. I described this as my peer group in the book.
What did von Braun see with you, or was he just trying to be a friend?
I just had the one interaction with him. He talked to us about his psychic grandmother, who always, back in Germany, back in the old country, she always knew when something was going to happen, usually something bad. In my experience in talking with heads of agencies, whether it's the CIA indeed, everybody's got a psychic grandmother. And it was,
yeah,
like,
they do.
It was Von Braun's psychic grandmother that was very helpful.
Mine used to read tea leaves.
Indeed. Now, in one of your promo spots, you talked about, in your magazine, you described downloads for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I have a free download that I've written. This is not a money-making scheme, but I've written a iPhone application that exactly replicates the ESP trainer we had at Lockheed. This is a year-long program, so we know without a doubt that if people play with this four-choice random number generator, they will improve their ESP because we found that's true and we proved it.
You're training the mind, aren't you?
That's right. So this is a free download from the Apple iStore or from my website, ESPResearch.com.
Probably easier that way, isn't it?
Yes.
Through your website.
And the application is called ESP Trainer.
Okay.
And thousands of people have downloaded it. People are writing to me. And they're having a good time. It just fits on your iPhone. If you get the correct answer, your iPhone vibrates in your hand, a nice chime sounds, and I show you a picture that fills the whole screen. So again, it's a feedback and reinforcement instrument, and people like seeing the color pictures and hearing the bell. And pretty quickly, they learn what it feels like that they're psychic. And that's really been my work for the past decade, helping people get in touch with what it feels like when they're psychic. And this is just a little present from me to the universe that you can download to your iPhone.
Good for you. Is it a shame that the government isn't continuing this remote viewing program?
Oh, it's a shame for several reasons. From my point of view, it's a shame because by the 90s, we were learning a lot about psychic functioning. We were working with gifted people like Ingo Swann, Pat Price, Hella Hammett, Joe McMonagle, who were psychic superstars who could reliably look into the distance and into the future. And we learned a lot working with them. We learned confidently that psychic functioning is non-local, that is, it's independent of space and time. So the thing that animates me these days, my passion, is trying to understand causality. Since we know that in your precognitive dreams on a Tuesday night, that will be affected by something you see during the day on Wednesday. That is, Wednesday's giraffe in the newspaper causes you to dream about giraffes the previous day. So that's really communication faster than the speed of light. If you get a signal from the following day, the speed of transmission is, of course, the distance divided by the time. And in this case, the time is negative. That is, you have the signal before it was transmitted. So we know that your awareness is accurately functioning independent of space and time. It's not that you have to reach out to Siberia or China. For your consciousness, there is no separation. And that's called a non-local connection. It's not a metaphysical idea. Non-local connections are very exciting contemporary physics described by Schrodinger, who perfected quantum mechanics. Schrodinger knew about entanglement in the 1920s. John Bell wrote about it, describing experiments in the 60s, and it was demonstrated in lab at UC Berkeley in 1970.